Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. Titans win, baby, 20-17 against the Patriots yesterday. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our man Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com. PK, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I had a good night's sleep, and I'm wide awake and ready to go.
Wow, PK's fired up this morning. I got to say, before we get going on the Titans, I was walking around the concourse Saturday night at Bridgestone Arena, and this dude walked up to me, and he's like, hey, look at this, and pulled out some ginger chews that he had in his pocket. He's like, tell PK that the ginger chews are sweeping the nation now. So that's my message to you, PK. Ginger chews. You've got the people
phenomenal.
Going.
Joe, take note, it wasn't a linty mint.
No, it was fully wrapped, not just loose in the pocket, so that's also key.
Are ginger chews okay if they're not fully wrapped?
Well, a ginger chew is way stickier than a mint, so it would really take on some lint. It's much more dangerous in the pocket.
Bad news in there. Bad news.
They're actually sticky. Like they're not sticky once they get wet. Like, they're actually sticky even when they come out of the wrapper?
Yeah, ginger is in a chew is it's kind of like a hard gum almost. I've got them in my bag. I'll give you one on Wednesday.
Absolutely,
we'll enjoy them together. The thing is, if we chew one during a break, it'll last us into the segment, and then everyone will hear it.
That's you true. Probably have to send him to my house, though. That's I won't a, be there.
There's no telling when we'll see Rex Road again. He's immobile. Yeah, he's just totally immobile.
Are you surgically repaired?
No, but my MRI results, I sure hope, come in today. Got the MRI Thursday, 24 to 48 hours. Yeah.
Nice health care they got you at the Athletic.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm not an elite athlete who gets a surgery like 5 minutes after I hurt myself.
I don't know. The couple times I've gotten an MRI, they turned around the results in a day.
Oh, God. Well, you know, that's just the kind of elite athlete and human you are, Paul.
No doubt about that. So, PK, a win for the Titans yesterday and an emotional Brian Callahan in the press conference after the game. You know, clearly that win meant something to him, and the negativity and everything that's happened this year has been weighing on, I think, everybody in that building. What did you make of the game for the Titans and the reaction for Brian Callahan afterward?
Well, I mean, the win becomes more impressive because they overcome all of the terrible stuff they did over the course of the win. But the win needs to be less impressive because they need to overcome far, far less in a game against a really bad team. I mean, the penalties and Ridley's drops and the fourth down decisions and stuff were really bad. Maybe they wanted to go out and prove Ran right about the ball luck, so they put the ball on the turf several times and recovered it, and the Patriots didn't. So the ball luck thing was right on target.
Nice.
But look, it was a resilient win, and they really took charge in the overtime. I mean, if you want to cap it, that overtime drive with Pollard and Ridley featured, the offensive line really dominant and eating the clock. If Mason Rudolph hadn't fumbled that snap, they probably score a touchdown there and walk off. But also, I mean, even that gave the defense a chance to make a stand there and end it and put a bow on it. And I thought the overtime did a lot to wash away the ills of the game. There's a lot still for them to work on and talk about, and they weren't a good football team in a lot of ways, but they found a way to beat another bad football team. And it was something to go into a locker room full of smiles and happy people, you know, and it's been sad to watch the misery. And so it was nice to see everybody happy for a night.
Well, speaking of ills, Paul, since we last talked to you, had you in last week, where has your confidence level gone with Colt Anderson, special teams coach?
Holy smokes.
I mean, his press conference performance was outrageously bad. If PR's not talking to him, I don't understand why. They need to have a meeting that's longer than the press conference to try to get him through that. I mean, he came in and said it was effort, I mean, it can never be effort, right? You might say that behind the scenes. I don't know if you come out and offer it up that it was effort in Detroit. You know, and then I kind of asked him, like, you know, it was the third time that he said that it was unacceptable. And I asked him, well, what happens if a player has unacceptable performance three times in seven games? And he said, well, you look to replace that guy. Well, he said he was unacceptable three times. So he's basically saying that they should be looking to replace him, which they're clearly not. And then Callahan yesterday kind of praised special teams. I mean, they gave up two big returns that set things up, including one from inside the 5-yard line and one that put the Patriots at the 50-yard line with a minute 45 left in regulation that let the Patriots march down and tie the game on the last play. Jaquan Jackson fumbled twice, which is turning into a problem. That's three times in two games. I mean, for the special teams to be better than Detroit was not hard. If that's the bar they're setting,
it was progress week to week.
Let's have a little parade, but special teams is a mess. And Colt Anderson will answer some more questions about it on Wednesday. And there'll probably be some interesting conversations about the weird things he says explaining it.
So obviously not good on the injury front yesterday for both Diggs and for Cushenberry. And, you know, Cushenberry dealing with the Achilles. So what do you make now of the challenge for the Titans overcoming that loss without their center for the rest of the year?
Well, the first thing I think about, I mean, we know they're going nowhere this year, but an Achilles injury for Cushenberry is at least a year, right?
Yeah.
So we're in November of 2026. So whatever they do to address this offensive line next year now includes a substitute center for half a season, which is a problem. And you would like to think that, he's played better, but he's still not been terrific. But I think he's the kind of guy that is settling into Bill Callahan's stuff. And you'd sure like for him to have had an off season and a training camp and everything and be going into next year guns blazing, so to speak. And now that's not going to happen. Brunskill will be the center once Raidens is healthy again, and you would hope he snaps better than Corey Levin was snapping yesterday. And they're not greatly equipped to replace Diggs. I mean, Mike Brown is probably a replacement level safety. I don't think Julius Wood is going to get in there to play. And so now everybody's going to say, oh, they should have kept Elijah Molden, who isn't a terrific safety either. So a dent on both sides of the ball with losing a veteran guy. It sounded like Diggs is probably going to be out for the season too, though I haven't confirmed that one. But Cushenberry, is gone.
I will push back on that, PK, and maybe it's different with, the big guy. But, I mean, they do have this technique that like Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins both had, right? That way accelerated the process. So they were ready to go way earlier. So, I mean, I wonder if it's still possible, but yeah, maybe with the big fella, that's still a little bit less of a possibility, but it seems like it's not totally the guarantee of like year plus that it used to be.
That's true. So we leave that in consideration. Hopefully it doesn't affect him. But, if it does, it really sucks for early next year.
But for the rest of this year, they're actually decently equipped. Like you said, you can throw Brunskill in there. I mean, Levin is on reserve. You get Raidens back. But its safety is rough. I mean, when you look at this team, we've dealt PK today with a lot of fans who are upset, right? People have already kind of tuned into like, let's get the highest pick possible mode. I mean, it's still for me, I look at this schedule. There were some things that got better yesterday, but I mean, how many more wins can you find in this schedule right now?
Well, we got two against the Jags. I think the Colts are beatable on any given Sunday because they're very much a wild card. And who am I forgetting? I'm getting a schedule in front of me here. I mean,
there's not much else
one,
I can find.
They could win one by accident. Cincinnati's a bit of a wild card, but they're hot now. I wouldn't pick it. Yeah. But look, I mean, if you couldn't sit back as a fan of the team, independent, like on a random Sunday, and enjoy them enjoying a win, I think there's something wrong with that. I just, you know, I've said this over and over and over. If you're sitting down on November 3rd and thinking about April 28th or whatever, I just think there's something wrong with you. If you can't see Jeffrey Simmons, who's been so sour all season, smiling in front of the camera, and if you don't think there's something healthy for the young guys on this team to experience that, I think you're too disconnected from a locker room and from a team and from what things mean. And I think you're putting too much into April and not enough into November.
PK, great stuff as always, man. Looking forward to seeing you in here on Wednesday, and we'll talk to you then.
Continue your excellent work, boys.
Thank you.
And Joseph, I hope your pain decreases and you get your results, but you got to be in the studio at some point. I mean, roll in there.
Power
is
through.
Is it not handicapped accessible?
Dude, yeah, but I need an elevator. The only thing that's really killing me is stairs, and as you know, that studio is – that's some stairs.
Well, I think Kuharsky might just have to carry you up the stairs.
Before they build an elevator, they need to hire me. That priorities have to be kept in order.
There you go.
So screw the elevator.
We'll see if we can make something happen.
Point.
PK, we'll see you Wednesday.
Later, boys.
Paul Kuharsky from PaulKuharsky.com, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. The Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road coming up next. Corey Curtis will be with us at 8 o'clock. All that ahead, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.